Good morning. It's good to be back. Before I begin, I just want to say a huge thank you to Desi and Gress for bringing us our reading this morning. Now, today we stand together. We stand together to remember those who mourn and grieve, for those who sad for someone who has died, and for those who found this period of lockdown really hard. Today we also stand together to clap and applaud our carers, not just the NHS, but everyone who has cared for us, for our community, for our nation, and indeed for our world. Today we say thank you to everybody. And today we stand together hoping and praying that out of these dark times will emerge a better shared future for us all. So let's just take a moment now to pray. Father God, be with us this morning as we look at Psalm 23. Speak through me as I share thoughts on what these words say to us about you. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord is my shepherd. This is one of the most read, most quoted, and most loved psalms in the whole Bible. It speaks of God as a good shepherd bringing food and rest, shelter and protection, and comfort, looking after us through the good times and the bad times. I wonder how many of you found the last few months tough. How many of you found it maybe easier than you thought it would be? And how many of you have actually enjoyed the extra family time at home? Lockdown has been a very difficult and dark time for many people, but for some it's opened up opportunities that we might not have had otherwise. Chances are you've seen a bit of both the good and tough times in the last few months. But whatever your experience, I want you to know this. God has been with you in it, and he has been with you through it. Psalm 23 is a psalm written, like many of them, by King David. And before he was king, David was a shepherd and a warrior. And throughout his life, he knew God through many good times and many tough times. In this psalm, David talks about where God was in those times, where God was looking after him and guiding him, keeping him safe, walking with him, and at the end of the psalm, celebrating with him. He describes God as a shepherd because that's a life that David was familiar with. What's God like for you? You might describe him as a teacher, someone you can always go to for help, or a sports coach who always has your best interests at heart, or maybe an NHS worker who will always do their best to care for you. In our reading today, we heard Desi and Gress read these words, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Some Bibles say, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." It means the same thing. It's talking about the really hard times in our lives. And this tells us a number of things. First of all, this passage tells us that we're only walking through the valley. Even though I walk through the darkest valley. We're not staying there. We're simply passing through as we journey on to something better. Secondly, it tells us that God is with us. "I will fear no evil, for you are with me." God is with us, so we don't need to worry. We don't need to be afraid. We certainly don't need to be afraid of the darkness if God is with us, keeping an eye on things. Finally, it tells us that God is not just with us, but he's also helping us because his rod and his staff, they comfort us. We don't get too many shepherds around these days, but a shepherd uses their rod to tap the sheep in order to count them, to make sure none of them have gone missing, to keep them moving and to keep them going in the right direction. And they use their staff, a big long stick with a hook at the end, to lift their sheep out of trouble, say if they're stuck in a hedge or mud or something like that. A little bit like a life belt that might be thrown out to somebody who's fallen in a river. But there's more. God doesn't just keep us out of trouble. In verse 5, he prepares a table for us. He leads us to safety and then throws a party for us, for each of us. And we are the guests of honour. I think what God's trying to say to us is that, yes, we're in tough times, but we can hopefully all find some good things that have happened within that. And that we can be thankful for those people who have helped us in lockdown. Oh, that covers pretty much everybody everywhere, because we've all played our part in trying to keep everyone safe. But we do say a big thank you to all of our key workers who've worked hard to keep us all safe. I think we should look forward to coming out of lockdown fully. Hopefully sometime soon, when we can all come back together and share in a better future. I had this picture of a caterpillar getting locked in a chrysalis. And then it comes out a beautiful butterfly. And maybe lockdown's our chance to come out as something better too. So thank you. God bless. And amen.